My understanding is that the bid process is underway right now, and so they're waiting to hear back. The hope is that about June 13th, I believe is what I heard, that they're wanting to get started so that they have it done well before the football season starts. And so, you know, everything I understand is, you know, we'll do the full 8 lanes and hoping to rubberize everything so we have a top-flight track, you know, and that just starts kind of that whole process, you know, like you said, of improving kind of everything across the board. Because, you know, our kids definitely deserve it. And, you know, it's a big testament to the work that the kids do, you know, showing up and the way they represent that, you know, that has inspired the school to invest in us. I kid with the other coaches about, they're like, oh, your track can't be that bad. It's pretty bad. It's like, you just, you know, if you had a time machine, go back to like a 1980s Walmart parking lot, and that's kind of what our track is like. But again, that goes back to just how great the kids are that, you know, I get to spend time with every day at practices that, you know, that we're, you know, it's rough, you know, it's not dangerous, but it's, you know, it's challenging when the stripes aren't quite right and the arrows aren't right. And, but they just show up and work hard. It's not, they could go, oh, well, we have a terrible track and use that as an excuse either to not come out or to, you know, kind of complain during practice, but they don't. You know, we just come up and we have, you know, they get after it every day.